You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended the government's policy to criminalise Australians in India who try to return home through use of biosecurity laws. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt last week announced a temporary pause on travellers who have visited India within 14 days of their intended arrival date in Australia. Failure to comply could result in a $66,600 fine or a five-year jail term. No such measure has been applied by the government to any other international COVID-19 hotspot so far. The government says it is necessary to protect Australians, with the decision also backed by Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly.
Our advice was the public health advice about the situation, just to understand the Biosecurity Act. So that what I was asked for was public health advice, and then once a decision is made by government, as it was done on Friday night, there is another section of the Act which talks about what happens if you breach those things. So that's in the Act itself. I didn't advise anything in relation to fines or any of those other matters. That is the law.
Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly advised Mr. Hunt to use biosecurity laws in advice revealed at Senate Estimates on Monday. While Professor Kelly said he gave the government no advice about fines or jail, his letter to Mr. Hunt specifically noted the penalties. He told the health minister he was satisfied, making it an offence for a person to enter Australia if they had been in India in the preceding 14 days because it was necessary to control the spread of coronavirus. Professor Kelly said the biosecurity laws should only be used for as long as necessary. The ban by Australia comes as India's coronavirus cases continue to climb, with the country reporting more than 19 million cases since the pandemic began. Indian Australians are furious at what they see as a racist ban on them returning home from India. They're urging the federal government to provide army quarantine facilities and to evacuate vulnerable people. Speaking on 2GB radio, Prime Minister Scott Morrison defended his government against claims the ban on flights from India is racist.
This is about health. The same accusations were made against the government over a year ago when we closed the borders to mainland China, and that was one of the most important decisions we made as a government. I mean, there is a raging pandemic, and we need to just continue to take decisions that are in the best health interests of Australia. It's important that we ensure that we have a temporary pause here to strengthen those arrangements in those quarantine facilities, get stronger testing arrangements, both from leaving India but also on people coming from third countries. And that's why we've had to put these arrangements in place.
Labor MP Ed Husic says all Australians, not only those with an Indian background, should be outraged.
When you look at the fact that we've accepted people from the UK when they had issues with COVID, we accepted people from the US and from Europe at the same time and other parts of the world, to single out one group in terms of Indian Australians, our Indian Australian friends should be hopping mad about this, and the rest of us should be hopping mad about this too.
There are more than 9,000 Australian citizens stuck in India, including over 650 vulnerable people. There are thousands more Indians here in Australia now that are watching the developments from afar. Dr. Yadu Singh from the Federation of Indian Associations of New South Wales had attended a memorial service before speaking to SBS News. He said that just about every member of the Indian community in Australia has relatives in India who they are fearful for, and anxiety is growing.
So we are worried if these things keep getting worse, what will happen to them? And in fact, I myself have lost three relatives, not my immediate family members, but my relatives nevertheless, in the last 10 days. And there are many people I know in Sydney and Melbourne and other places whose family members have passed away. I went to a ceremony just today whose father had passed away. I know a family where three members have passed away. And I know a person whose sister has passed away. So this is real. This is very personal, and this is affecting Indian Australian community. So we are worried, we are anxious, and we are in distress, and it's affecting almost all of us.
He adds that the Indian Australian community feels it is being targeted unfairly.
The same rules were not brought forward when people from the UK and the USA were coming, and they had quite a big coronavirus situation. That is why the problem people are saying there is.
Australia isn't the only country to ban travel from the hotspot. The UK, US and Canada have limited arrivals, but they are allowing their citizens to return home. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.